Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wednesday Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. One question per caller, please. And don't forget, we do daily readings Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come on, y'all. You need to call in so me and Nina can tell you what's going on in your lives. Go to our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. On the right-hand side, click on Intuitive Readings, and you've got us. So if you want a personal, more intimate reading, please do go over to the website and contact us. We'll be more than glad to help. And we thank you, too, for joining and supporting our show, whether around the world or in the chat room or on the phone. At this time, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Miss Nina. Good evening, young lady.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Lennis. I have a couple of announcements, mostly because we won't be on until next Wednesday now, because Sunday's Super Bowl and we're watching the game. On the 7th, I have a 40th anniversary. I believe it's 40. It's either 40 or 41. I get confused sometimes. For my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Lyle and Karen, happy anniversary. And, the rest of the birthdays and anniversaries I'll handle next Wednesday. I just want to, put in a prayer request and a request personally for everybody to have tolerance of other people. I don't look at people and think what religion, what color, what anything they are, how they're dressed, how they're not dressed, what color their hair is, if their hair is a mess, I don't care. I look for the inside of that person. I look to see who that person really is, not how they look or anything else. Please, people, practice tolerance. Have tolerance for other religions. Have tolerance for other nationalities. We can't let this go on in the world anymore. All those poor men killed in Quebec this week, what were they doing? They were praying. And some lunatic decided they should die. Now, it's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
Violence is never right. I don't care. It's just not the answer. Use words. If you disagree with somebody, use your words. That's what I tell my little ones all the time. Use your words. Don't hit. So I guess that's big people, too. Use your words. So that's my little soapbox topic for tonight.
Well, thank you. And, yes, our hearts and prayers do go out to all the folks in Quebec. Most definitely. I have three birthdays. Yogi Rollins, happy birthday to you. Miss Aura Scott, happy birthday to you. And also to Miss Bertha McDaniels, who will be turning 87 years old this week. So happy birthday to you, Mrs. McDaniels. God bless. Okay. Is there anything else? Let's not too forget about the allergies, and also it's the flu season. So be careful out there, folks. Wear your mask. Or cover your face when you're coughing, at least, so you're not spreading those wonderful germs around. So true. Okay. Well, our first call up is area code 480. There we go. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, I just I was curious if you kind of see a move in the next few months coming up.
3 months.
What, didn't we talk to you the other day about this, Michael?
Not a move, a job.
Okay.
Well, 3 came up right away, so I'm going to say 3 months. Then 3 weeks, 3 months. 3 months felt good, but that's what came right up was 3 months movement. Near water, I'm getting water and trees. Water and trees.
I have
this
an ocean
to
view
be
now.
Big... Okay, but by this water and trees is a big building, like a corporation, like an IBM, something like that, like a campus. It's big, but it's by water and trees. Yeah, but it's something big like that, big campus corporation.
Okay, interesting. I'll have to look for that.
Yeah, and I got the number 2, Michael, so, yeah, I'll look for it in 3 months.
Perfect. Thank
you
so much.
There you go. February, March, April, right around the corner.
Yeah. Exciting.
Go ahead, Nina.
Well, it's warm. Wherever he's moving is going to be warm, too.
Oh, I'm in California.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there you go. Validation.
So it's warm. It's warm here.
There you
but
go.
Yeah, you'll be moving. And yeah, it's warm where you're at. That's for sure.
It's a cool 60 right now.
Never mind.
Yes, we don't care, Michael. I'm up here being a fudgesicle. We don't care about your 60 degrees.
Hey, but there was plenty of suffering in,
oh, that made
in
my
Detroit
night.
So many years.
I live up in Canada, so it's even colder.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
they
just
here,
have
no
snow.
Bueno.
Yeah, no, I live in Alberta, in northern Alberta, in Edmonton, and it's cold here.
Oh, my gosh, I couldn't even fathom that.
No.
Yeah.
Anything below 40 is freezing for you guys.
Yep. 50 degrees here, and everybody's wearing their UGG boots, their North Face jackets, and they've got like wool hats on at 50.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
I love it. Okay,
and
Michael.
In Detroit, it was. And in Detroit, when it hits 50 in the spring, it's like flip flop shorts and a hooded sweatshirt.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay,
Thank you so much.
3 months, young man. Let us know. Give
wonderful.
Us a call back and let us know. Please do. Okay.
I will.
Thanks for
I will.
Calling. Have a wonderful
Thank
week,
you.
Sir. Okay. Next call, area code 216. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, and you? This
My
is who?
Good. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. My question to you this evening is, I just finished school, okay, like a few weeks ago, and I'm waiting on an answer on something. Am I going to get a positive yes or no?
Yes. Little
What's
bit of a delay,
so
and I mean a little bit of delay. You may think it's a no,
why?
But it's a 3-day delay, so it's going to turn around. So the answer is yes.
What's taking them so long?
Paperwork.
Mhm.
Yeah.
And
paperwork.
Getting everybody together, because a lot of them travel.
I guess,
I just wondered.
Yeah, because it's like you'll hear a no, but that's not a no. It's just a 3-day delay, and the answer is yes. So it's just a paperwork issue. Some
okay.
guy. I see it's a man. It's holding up on some guy's desk. It's a guy. So as soon
okay.
as he signs off or whatever, then everything is fine. So, yeah, the answer is yes. Nina?
Anything else you can pick? Anything else?
No, I see yes as well. I don't see an answer coming much before the end of next week, though.
The end of next week, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you.
Sharon, before I let you
yes.
go, the angels
yes.
want me to tell you, no, he is not coming back. Don't look for Valentine's Day. I don't know why. They just told me to tell you, no, he is not coming back. Don't look for Valentine's Day. Okay, I passed it on.
Oh, that's so
I don't know
funny.
What it means. I just pass it on. Okay.
Yeah, so much. I get it. Thanks. Okay.
Okay, Sharon. Thank you for calling.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.
You too. Have a wonderful week. Okay, we've got lines open. That phone number is 646-727-2914. We have lines open. I saw Melvin. I saw you there earlier, Melvin. You must be talking to Nina in the chat room, huh? I saw
no,
you there for a minute.
No, he never goes in the chat room, Lena.
Oh, okay. Well, Melvin, call back in. Lines are open, 646-727-2914. Okay, we got a caller up. Area code 216. You're on the air with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
I'm there. Listening. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay, Sharon. Okay. Well, you're welcome to ask another question since you're the only one on right now.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Thanks. Okay. I was going to are my finances going to improve this year? They've been getting much
okay.
better the past 6 months, but are they going to get better? I've been stashing.
6 months. June.
6 months or so.
June bonus. There is a guy that's going to sign off on this bonus. Sign off on bonus. Higher pay in July.
Okay.
Higher pay in July. September is going to be your best month. For making money.
Is it?
Yep, September's
oh, wow.
going to be
my
the
month.
Outstanding month. Okay, it'll be the outstanding month for the year as far as finances.
Now, I know you asked, you said you got a yes. Is that going to be a good move for me? I didn't want to ask two questions. Is that going to be a good move
oh,
for
no,
me?
Oh, no, no. That's okay. Did you take all that down that I just said? Because it came fast.
Yes, September. Oh, yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay, okay.
You said
are the
you got
finances, I'm sorry.
Oh, that you finished the finance. The question that I asked you, the first question about, am I going to get a yes? And you said yes, but there's paperwork. It's because of a guy, the paperwork?
Yeah, yes.
Is that going to be a good move for me?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be like synchronicity for you. So be observant. Because one thing will lead to another, even if you don't understand it at the time, you will later and
that's
think,
good,
oh, that's why that happened and that's why that occurred, to take you
that's
to
a good,
point.
That's a good thing, that how to answer that. But I think everything in life is synchronicity. Don't you kind of think that?
Mm-hmm.
So do I. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And thank you about answering
yep.
my finance question.
Oh, you're welcome. Took it to September. You'll have a good Christmas this year, too.
Good.
It's all the way through to December. Yeah. So there
okay.
you have it. Okay. I'm putting you on.
Thank you so much,
system.
Both of you. Okay.
You're most welcome. Okay. All right. We do have lines open and available for questions. If you're in the chat room, of course, Miss Nina's in there, and she's available, too, to ask questions. So, we're just ready. I will let y'all know this now. Friday on the 10th is the full moon for February, if you want to write that down. And on the 14th is Veterans Day, of course. And then the new moon will be the 26th, the fourth Sunday in February. On the 26th will be your new moon. Okay. And next week I will have the horoscopes ready, so I'll probably do them next Wednesday because Sunday, of course, will be off for the Super Bowl, and I'll have those ready on Wednesday for you for February. Okay. Miss Nina, anything you'd like to add? Oh, and don't forget, Friday is Friday Traffic Jam. You know, y'all, you know you need to tune in on Fridays to Friday Traffic Jam. This week, in fact, I'm doing something really sweet. I'm taking the music back to the, like maybe the 30s and the 40s era. It was real romantic and loving and sexual and all that good stuff. So check me out Friday at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I think you'll really enjoy the show. It's going to be music that you can just kind of float into the weekend, but good memories, nice, beautiful memories. So, okay. Anything going on, Miss Nina?
No, not much going on. Heather said to say hi to you from the chat room. And
hello to you.
She wanted to know if there was any messages from her angels, and I just told her, her angels told me she was going to have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, well, there you go.
And she said the weekend is weird. Well, it's been weird for me too, Heather, so I think there's something in the air right now. I don't know exactly what, but the planets are aligned somehow very weird because, yeah, the kids have been kind of off the wall and people have been acting really weird. So it's not just you.
Yeah, the full moon is coming up Friday. Tell Heather, on the top of her head, I see a spinning wheel, and it's like sand, really weird. But it's like sand in grooves, and it's just spinning around the top of her head. It's sitting there, and it's just spinning almost like a lazy Susan. I don't know what that means, but that's what I see. So I don't know. Maybe she can understand it better, but a spinning wheel, and it has sand in the grooves, and it's just spinning. The
maybe
sands of time.
Yeah, maybe that's why she's having such a weird week. She's got a lazy Susan.
Yeah, spin it around. Okay. Well, by golly, I tell you, what do you want to do, Miss Nina?
Lennis, she says that she's been doing a lot of thinking. So there it is, spinning wheel.
Ah, okay. Okay, and the grains of sand. You're thinking too much, Heather.
No,
back off a little bit. It's too much. You're giving yourself a headache because I'm getting one. It's going to be okay.
She says she feels like she's stuck in sand at work.
Tell her she's going to be okay.
Yeah, everything is going to be okay. That's why I told her she was going to have a great weekend, and that will lead to better weeks for sure. So, yeah, you're going to get out of that quicksand.
Yes.
And if we have no more, don't have any.
Yeah, we do.
Woohoo!
Yes, we do. Area code 757, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
My name is Chantal.
Is Chantal?
Chantal.
Chantal.
Okay, hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Chantal. Well, what can I help you with today, ma'am?
I was calling because I have some questions to ask. I just took a new promotion on my job, and I'm kind of going through some training for the position, and I'm just wondering what is going to be the outcome from it because it's a lot of stress right now.
Are you happy with the job?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, because I want to know why are you doubting yourself? Because I see that you can do it and do it quite well.
Okay.
Yeah, why are you doubting yourself?
Because they put
so much
on you.
You know you can do it?
Yeah.
Huh?
they put a lot on you, you know, and then it's like a lot of testing and stuff, and that's what I've really been worried about, my tests and stuff, because you have to get a 90 or above, you know, to pass the class, and it's just been, you know, stressful for me because I'm not a test person, you know, but I feel
but
like
you know
I can,
you can
do it.
It. Yes,
and
you can. I can feel it. I know you can. I can feel it within
Aww.
You. That's why I'm like, why is she doubting herself? She got this. But, you know, I'll listen to you. I know you got it. But, you know, go ahead with your question.
That's what it was, because it seemed like it was just like, this is like my first week of training. I got 4 weeks of training to go through. And it's just been a lot this week for me. And I just felt, you know, the pressure, and I was like, am I going to make it through this? You know, through the pressure. It's very intense. And I know it's something that I wanted, you know, and
that's right. And you're going to do good at it, too. After 4 weeks and you've passed everything, you'll be like, whew. Be like, why did you doubt yourself? You see? You did it. You can tap yourself, pop your collar like, oh, I really did do that. Yes, you did. And did it well. And did it well. So, yeah, don't doubt yourself, honey. You got it. You got it. You wouldn't have taken that position and going through this if you didn't think you could do it. So that's just your ego telling you that you can't, but your spirit is telling you, you got this. Go for it. You got it down pat, and you know it. Yeah, don't let nothing deter you. Even though it's you know, when you pray, just ask the angels to give you strength. You know, just to give you strength to get through it so that, you know, you don't doubt yourself. Like, okay, come on, angels. You got to help me with this. What is this question? All right, okay, come on, y'all. I mean, talk to them just like that, you know, silently, not out loud. You know, when people think you're crazy. But, I mean, you know, silently, you know, to yourself, you know, say, angels, come on now. I need your help. We can do this. I know I got this, so come on. And, you know, the answers or the meaning, whatever, will come to you. You know, be like, I knew it. Okay, I got it. Sure you do. No doubt in my mind. Yeah. What'd you say, Nina?
No, I feel the same way. And don't doubt yourself. Just remember, one task at a time, one foot in front of the other, and it will come.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. I have I have another question. I'm going on a trip this weekend. It's a guy that I have not met. We've been talking for maybe about 6 months, and we're going on. He planned this trip for us this weekend, and I'm gonna go. And I just want to know how that's gonna go. I feel good about it, but
okay. What's his? Just his first name. That's all.
Bobby.
Just his first name. Bobby. Okay.
Wow, this is awesome. I'm glad I called y'all.
Turnabout, fair play. He wants to show you something, a better side. It's almost like, is, you know, the saying, as good as you get. But because you give or your response is whatever, he feels like then he should give you just as much as a blessing back for how you make him feel. And he wants to make you feel that way too. He wants to show you the same gratitude, the gratefulness. Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not picking up anything bad on this guy. It's just like he wants to show you how you make him feel. How does he feel about you?
Yeah, because I work for the airlines, and back in November, he had something come up with his family in November, and I didn't even know him, and he was like, he had to get to Nebraska right away, and he called me. He was like, Shan, you work for the airlines. He said, can you help me to get to Nebraska with something going on with his son? And I was like, sure, no problem. I made it happen for him just like that, and then after that, we just, you know, started talking every day, and he, you know, I needed money before I came because I'm away from my home for this training, and he was like, is everything okay? You know, are you okay financially? I was like, I need a little money. He put money in my bank account. You know, it's just like, man, who is this person? You know, because it's been hard for me to meet guys like that, and I just felt that way. He was like,
he's grateful.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Which he did for him meant a lot. It did.
Wow.
Someday he'll tell you. But it was important.
Wow.
It was important. So that little bit of kindness that you showed to you may not have been that much, but to him it meant a lot. That's now I understand why he wants to show you back the gratefulness. Remember I kept saying gratefulness? He was grateful.
Yes.
But yeah, it was something important in his life. Yeah. And you helped him out, so he didn't forget that. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I think you're going to have a nice time. What do you think, Miss Nina? I feel good.
I do too. And Bobby's a nice guy. He's a gentleman, and he's going to treat you right.
Yep, he sure is.
Wow.
So enjoy yourself, fam.
Well, I guess it's my time.
Yeah.
Anytime
you show kindness for whatever reason it can be, it comes back. Mm-hmm. How, we don't know. We don't know how that blessing is going to come back. But anytime you show kindness, it's just like what Nina was saying earlier that, you know, we got to learn to get along in this world and stop being so ugly toward each other. You know, because kindness does go a long way, and you never know whose life that you may touch. You may think it's nothing, and all of a sudden later be like, you know, you really did something great for me in my life, you know. But you may not know that. You're just like, oh, I'm just being nice, okay, blah, blah, blah. So that's why we have to just pass it on, pass that goodness on, and Lord knows maybe one day it will change the world.
I do. I help a lot of people with, you know, the job that I have. People call me, I need to do this, I need to do that. And I just make it happen for them. I don't ask questions. I'm like, okay, when do you need this? When do you need that? That's how I am, though, in general. And this was just amazing because I was like, I thought that was just like something that just happened and boom. But he's just like.
No. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. Make it happen, girl. Make it happen. Make it happen. Just like you're doing the test, make it happen in a relationship.
Okay.
Remember, he's a nice guy, so just keep being the nice person that you are. You'll be calling us back here in a couple of months. Tell us about old body.
Oh, my God. That is so awesome. I love that. Oop.
Yeah, it's the truth. So you deserve it, and don't forget that either. Not because it's Bobby, but you deserve happiness too, okay?
That's what I
deserve. You deserve love and happiness just like anybody else. So however that comes to you, God bless you.
Thank you. Wow, that is so awesome. I'm glad I talked to you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you called in, Fanta. And don't let it be the last time you call.
I will call you from time to time. And let you know what's going on.
Okay. Look forward to it.
You gave me the strength I need to go forward. So now I got to go forward and call you back with the victory.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling. Oh, you're welcome. You have a wonderful week, young lady, and enjoy your relationship.
I'm going to do my best.
And congratulations on your job, because I know you're going to do good. Hello. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a wonderful week. Well, we're down to the half hour. We do have lines open if you want to call in. Otherwise, 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. Otherwise, if we don't get a call in the next couple of minutes, me and Nina are getting ready to say sayonara.
Yeah.
Of course, you know. You know what? Hey. Yeah, this is a good show. Listen, Nina, I got a question. Do you see me purchasing a new vehicle this month? Even Heather, either one of you, see me purchasing a new vehicle.
28.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay.
Now, the right one.
All right.
The right one will come around then. Don't jump at the first one. That's what they're telling me.
Don't jump at the first one? Okay. Yeah, because I changed my mind on what I'm interested in now. So, okay. Okay. Mm.
Yeah,
go with the flow. Go with
it. Yeah, take your time with it.
Okay. Well, I will. Well, if there's nothing else, Nina.
There's nothing. We're out of here.
I tell you, it was a good show, though. Hope we helped everybody. Hope we answered your questions the best that we could. If we missed your call, sorry. Hope you went in the chat room so that Nina was able to assist you there as well. Thank you, Heather, for joining the show today. Me and Nina appreciate that always, 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 always. And, of course, thank you for joining us around the world in the chat room or on the phone. We will be back on not next Sunday, Super Bowl, but we'll be back next Wednesday. And on Friday, don't forget Friday Traffic Jam at 6 p.m. with your girl, and I'll let Nina take us on home.
Good night, everyone. Have a great week and an even better weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Remember to pass on the love, please, and tolerance.
Amen. And if no one showed you they love you today, me and Nina do.
Tight, Lana.
Good night, Nina. Love you.
Love you too.